The Ethics of DARPA. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Internet, GPS. You can trace those developments and many more to DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency of the Pentagon. Yesterday, we heard how many DARPA projects, from driverless vehicles to better prosthetic limbs, are about the merging of humans and machines. Today, part two of our interview with Michael Belfiore, author of the new book, The Department of Mad Scientists. I asked him to name some of DARPA's failures over the years.
Well, DARPA's biggest failures, one of them has been in the area of ballistic missile research, which has been something that they've worked on almost from the beginning. Can we shoot down a missile being launched at us from another continent before it reaches our soil? They've tried everything, you know, interceptor missiles, lasers, and of course, you know, many other areas of the Defense Department have been involved in this research as well. And nothing has really come close to fitting the bill, as far as I can tell.
DARPA has also been involved in some very controversial projects, including the Total Information Awareness Project. Remind us what that is, and would you consider that sort of a DARPA failure?
DARPA's Total Information Awareness Project was created by Director Tony Tether following the attack, the terrorist attacks of 9/11. The idea was that throughout government agencies and databases, there must have existed, according to Tether, there must have existed the pieces of information that if they had just been put together in just the right way or seen by just the right human analyst, would have prevented the attacks at 9/11. So he created the Total Information Awareness Office with the idea that we were going to try to figure out the way to correlate all this data that was already being collected by government agencies, law enforcement officials, into one central repository of information. The problem was that the idea got out, publicized in the press as a way to collect information on citizens that would include your credit card bills, maybe your telephone records, emails. Our government was collecting dossiers on its citizens, which Tether insisted to me was not the case, that they really weren't trying to do that, but it was a public relations disaster. Tether almost lost his job. So they lost that program office. They had to shut that down.
What is DARPA's ethical compass? I mean, the agency is involved in a lot of technology development, which, you know, helps some but hurts others, of course. How does DARPA keep its bearings, or does it even think about ethics?
That's a very good question. And I was only privy to about half of what DARPA does, I'm told. That leaves a big chunk of what they do off limits to prying eyes and classified information. Of course, part of trying to prevent technological surprises to create that surprise, and it's not a surprise if it's not secret. So within that, I'm sure there are many projects, programs involved with novel ways to kill people or incapacitate them or cause all kinds of mayhem. It is a military operation, after all. I don't know what process is used to evaluate projects or if there is a moral code that's applied to that beyond, you know, is this a capability that our military commanders would find useful?
Michael Belfiore, author of The Department of Mad Scientists, How DARPA is Remaking Our World from the Internet to Artificial Limbs. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.